Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
What's next for Wall Street?
Investors are closely watching the Federal Reserve.
The January 6th hearings and Donald Trump.
An effort to back up a lie.
Millions cranking the AC.
It's very hot.
Good morning, I'm Peter King in Orlando with a CBS World News Roundup. Wall Street opens the day with trepidation after yesterday's plunge. Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P futures are all up, but investors are wondering what the Federal Reserve will do next. Fed has signaled it will aggressively raise interest rates. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
We have a Federal Reserve meeting. It's starting today. The Federal Reserve has to thread this needle. They want to slow down the pace of inflation, but they could actually tip us into a recession if they go too far too fast. And the real hurricane could be if we're in a recession, still having high prices. That's called a stagnating economy.
Her best advice, stay steady and buy.
It is important to go back to your financial basics, that emergency reserve fund, paying down your debt. And if you are still working, don't stop putting money in the market. This is your time to force yourself to buy at lower levels.
Former President Trump calls the House hearings into the Capitol insurrection a kangaroo court and a mockery of justice. That after testimony from a series of Trump allies, including former Attorney General William Barr.
I thought, boy, if he really believes this stuff, he has lost contact he's become detached from reality.
Much of the testimony is surrounded election night and the immediate aftermath. CBS News correspondent Robert Costa.
What the committee did is trace it back to a decision then President Trump made, a decision to ignore his campaign officials, like former campaign manager Bill Stepien, ignore his own attorney general, and instead embrace the conspiracy theories of Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, and other outside lawyers. And it was that decision, the testimony showed, that put into effect this series of events that ultimately led to an attack on the Capitol.
The latest from Ukraine, many people who want to leave can't. Here's CBS's Chris Livesay.
The last bridge to Severodonetsk destroyed. Now, for 100,000 Ukrainians, there's no way out. You have two options, say the pro-Russian separatists, surrender or die. The Ukrainian army is high on tenacity, but low on ammo. To make sure none is wasted, they launched American surveillance drones to help the gunners with coordinates for attack. They can't afford to miss, says Major Alexander Joe Goddard, a former British soldier now training Ukraine's National Guard.
Well, that is the sad part. I mean, these guys want to go and fight. They want to take villages. They want to actually push the Russians back. But the problem is the sheer unevenness of the equipment they've got.
Ukraine is now asking for an additional 1,000 howitzers, 500 tanks, and 1,000 drones, among other heavy weapons.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London. It's raining Russian millionaires. About 15%, more than 15,000, are expected to flee Russia this year, protecting their wealth or their conscience after the invasion of Ukraine. The U.S., the U.K., and the United Arab Emirates, the most popular destination. Ukraine is losing its millionaires, too. 2,800 expected to leave by year's end, nearly half the country's high net worth individuals.
You can forget about the proverbial hot tin roof. The South is one big hot tin roof. It was 80 degrees here in Orlando at 4:30 this morning, about the same in Houston.
There's no other way to explain it except it's extremely hot. What helps is this little breeze that we have. and the shade.
St. Louis, Memphis, Tulsa, even Minneapolis are still under excessive heat warnings thanks to high humidity and temperatures close to the 100-degree mark. Houston and Orlando are expected to come close to 100, too. At Yellowstone National Park, the problem isn't heat, but rather water.
Oh, my God. There's that big rock.
Flooding has forced park officials to close Yellowstone entrances after several homes and other buildings were destroyed. Some park residents have been evacuated. So far, no reports of injuries.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
President Biden will visit Israel, the West Bank, and Saudi Arabia next month. Senior administration officials saying that he'll meet with about a dozen Middle East leaders. He's expected to see Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman while in Saudi Arabia. Autopsy results are in for the 14-year-old boy who fell from an Orlando thrill ride last March. They show Tyree Sampson was nearly 100 pounds over the weight limit for that ride. Had he lived, he would have graduated eighth grade last week. His mother's attorney, Kimberly Wald.
If the manufacturer, if the ride, if the park, if all of these would have followed the regulations, their own regulations, and followed these weight requirements, Tyree would have been able to walk at his graduation.
State investigators say ride operators overrode the safety sensors. He slipped through a safety harness and fell when the ride came to a sudden stop. If you want to pick a great time to have your biggest game ever, the NBA Finals are a good choice.
Wiggins drives and finishes! Exclamation point from Andrew Wiggins!
Andrew Wiggins scored 26 points and had 13 rebounds as he led the Golden State Warriors to a 104-94 win over the Boston Celtics on ABC. Golden State now leads that series 3-2. Philip Baker Hall. The name may not ring a bell, but I bet you know his face, especially if you're a Seinfeld fan. He was the library cop, aptly named Bookman.
You think because you're a celebrity that somehow the law doesn't apply to you, that you're above the law?
Certainly not.
Well, let me tell you something funny, boy. You know that little stamp? The one that says New York Public Library? Well, that may not mean anything to you, but that means a lot to me.
Philip Baker Hall once said that he'd had an affinity for playing stressed-out older men. He had more than 200 movie and TV credits. His family says Hall died Sunday after a short illness. Philip Baker Hall was 90. Jason Alexander, not the Seinfeld actor, has discovered that crashing your ex's wedding isn't a great idea, and neither is live streaming it.
I'm here to crash the wedding. Come here, Kane.
Alexander and Britney Spears were briefly married in 2004. She married longtime partner Sam Asghari last week. Her ex has been arrested and charged with stalking, trespassing, vandalism, and battery.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Four states are voting in primaries today. Two South Carolina Republican representatives are challenged by candidates endorsed by Donald Trump. One incumbent voted to impeach him. The other criticized his conduct. Well, it must seem like COVID deja vu for Canada's leader.
Justin Trudeau has tested positive for the second time in 6 months. He says he feels okay. He's triple vaccinated and will be isolating for a few days. The Canadian Prime Minister spent last week meeting with President Biden and other leaders at the Summit of the Americas in Los Angeles. But the White White House says the two didn't spend a lot of time face-to-face and are not considered to have been in close contact. Chris Mavridi, CBS News, Toronto.
In Flagler County, Florida, a judge ordered a former school bus driver arrested after he showed up for his plea hearing inebriated. The court appearance came months after the man was arrested for driving his school bus while impaired. He's expected back in court today. And that's the World News Roundup for Tuesday, June 14th. I'm Peter King, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene...
There were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free, starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.